Okay, well, first and foremost, Paul, congratulations.
Mark, congratulations right back at you.
And Jane Walker-Scott, who's not here, but plays a huge role in producing this broadcast. Congratulations, because we recently received word that the podcast was a winner of the AVA Digital Awards, which is part of the Association of Marketing and Communications Professionals. So a little bit of kudos to us for the work that we've done in season one.
You know what? I'll take it, because I mean, we had a lot of fun during season one, but I think we also brought a lot of community information, awareness, passion, excitement to the city of Welland as a result of this podcast. So, you know what? Any accolades we get, I'm going to run with them.
Me too. And you know what? Part of what we've done with the podcast is break down some of the municipal process, dissect it, try to understand it a little bit better. What do we have at the city? How does it impact the community? And that's exactly what we're going to talk about today with City Clerk Tara Stevens when we talk about committees of council. So I think today's episode for sure, and all episodes really, but kind of good timing to, you know, kind of run with that idea of what's available from the city in the community and how can people be a part of everything overall. So I don't know. Should we just jump right in with Tara?
Oh, we definitely need to jump right in with Tara.
All right, let's go.
Joining us today for this episode of What's Up Welland is our one and only city clerk, Tara Stevens. Tara, welcome back to the show. Welcome to this brand new season. Thanks for wanting to sit with us again.
Oh, thank you. And congrats on season two.
Thank you. So, Mark, unless you have anything, I say we dive right in.
Let's dive in.
Okay. So, Tara, you are with us today because as city clerk, there are any number of things that you and the clerkettes are responsible for here, one of which is City of Welland committees. Let's figure out what is up with committees, what are committees, how many are there, what do they do, all of it. So just first and foremost, what is a municipal committee?
So we have many committees, which we call them committees of council. So these are committees that presentations have been made to council with an outline as to a purpose for a committee. Council approves it, and then we proceed with filling the vacancies based on the terms of reference. So normally these committees are put in place to focus on a specific task or area within the city that, and they provide feedback to council to make decisions on moving that forward. So they're meant to have, they're kind of like a task oriented kind of system that allows a specific amount of a specific group of people, our volunteers. And when I say specific, also people that have some background in, say, that avenue. So depending on the advisory committee, it outlines that in their terms of reference.
If this is something specific task oriented, do committees have a short shelf life? Do they have an indefinite shelf life? Do some have an indefinite life? Some have a short? What does that look like?
Well, there's a whole bunch of different ranges, but generally there's one that's a long term where it's just kind of meant to be in place until council, decides to dissolve the committee, which will normally only happen if the task is no longer required, or if, say, there's an issue with finding volunteers for the committee, then we'll look at different ways that we can bring that into the city. But then there are also ones that are created for a specific item that has a timeline associated with it. So one of them would be our Council Compensation Review Committee. It only had a shelf life, I would say, of about, I think it was 8 months. So the task for them was to review the council compensation, make a report to council, and then their task was over. There wouldn't be no requirement for meetings to happen afterwards.
So I can see some people looking at committees and going, oh, great, another layer of decision-making, another step before we get to the final outcome. But these committees are important. Mm-hmm. Like you said, they rely on people in the community who have certain skills and expertise and backgrounds and experiences to help guide council, because councilors as individuals and as a group aren't experts in every single category, right? Mm-hmm. They, just like all of us, have, you know, a certain area where their skills and expertise are more geared towards. So these committees are incredibly important. Yeah. So we can kind of understand that from an abstract perspective, but why is it important for people to get involved? Why, you know, if I'm a resident going, oh, I won't make a difference, right? It's almost like the voting issue. My vote doesn't matter. My vote doesn't count in the grand scheme of things, that kind of thing. But when it comes to committees, why should people get involved?
I think the reason why I always encourage people to get involved is that if you have something that you're passionate about and it relates to a council committee, we want to hear from you. So going out, joining a committee and just providing a little bit of your own insight, because you're the community. Our committees are our community. They're the ones that speak to council and give us recommendations. So one example is our Market Square Advisory Committee. The Market Square Advisory Committee has a well range of who their members are, and a number of them are our vendors at the Market Square. So of course we want those vendors to be on there, because any changes that are going to be made to the Market Square, they're going to be affected. So it's great to have those people that work there. They have the expertise, you know, years and years of being a vendor. They can provide thoughts, insights, and any other information they want to the committee, and then the committee reports to council, and then council can either take their direction or ask them to look at something different. You know, it's a little bit of an arm's length to council to kind of work with them on something that our councillors don't have a lot of time to focus on.
So if we're talking about things that people are passionate about, and we've said the word committee a bunch of times, what are the committees that exist? So people have been passionate about things in the past. What are some of the standing committees we have? I know some of the new ones that have come up. We can talk about those. But what were those needs in the past that got committees started that still to this day are running that people can get involved with if they wanted to?
Yeah. So the entire list is available on our website. But to give you some ideas, there's the Well and
Green. You're going to name them all, right? From memory?
In alphabetical order.
I don't think I can do it from memory.
Should have brought up. Should have had the list up. We could have given you an impromptu pop quiz. That's what pop it is. Quiz. All right. Well,
I'll try to.
But then she may not have come back.
That's true too. Okay. Sorry. Go ahead.
No, that's okay. So we have our Arenas Advisory Committee, which of course is the Welland Arenas and their user groups. We've got Accessibility Advisory Committee. We have the Town and Gown Committee. So a lot of people, just to give you some thoughts, the Town and Gown Committee is a committee that works with Niagara College, and it's for the residents of that live around Niagara College. So when the college started here in Welland, there were concerns about residents that lived in the immediate area due to some issues with students, you know, parties, all of that kind of stuff. So this committee has been created. It has NRP representation on it, staff, council, as well as staff from our NRP. We have waste management is there as well. So we work together to keep that area around Niagara College working in a way that works for everyone. We have our Heritage Committee, Market Square Advisory Committee. We have Arts and Culture Advisory Committee, and then a whole other bunch of them as well. Some of them that you'll probably ask me about is the newer ones, like our Greens Advisory Committee, LGBTQ2+ Advisory Committee, Affordable Housing Advisory Committee. So all of those ones plus more are out there for people to join.
So just as we're talking about the committees and how they're comprised, you know, you mentioned with Town and Gown, there's NRP participation, yep. There's council involvement. Do all committees have a member of council on them?
Most of them do.
Most do.
Yeah. I want to say there's two of them that don't require council representation on them, but for the most of them do have either one or two. Town and Gown is four. So it just depends on how far we want to reach and how much council wanted input or how much council representation on the committee they wanted at the time that it was brought forward.
Okay, makes sense. Is there a city staff member on every committee?
Same idea at some of them. For example, Town and Gown Committee, again, I'll use that because I'm one of the representatives on the committee. So it's same with the LGBTQ2+. I'm a part of it as well. But all of them, even though it may not be a staff representation, they always have a staff liaison that assists them or someone on their committee that will assist with, say, agendas, minutes, and anything else that they need to do from an administrative standpoint. So.
And then just in terms of the number of people on any given committee, just based off the responses you provided so far, again, I would imagine it's somewhat based on the committee itself as to how many members would be required.
Yeah, exactly. So they can range from, I believe it's the lowest would be 4 to maybe up to 10, 12 people. Again, depending on the range of how big the task or focus area is.
And they would meet at different times, different days, again, very much based on the committee. So
yeah.
I think it's safe to say if you are curious about any one particular committee, the time they meet, the day they meet, et cetera, all that great information is on the website. Definitely check it out. But if they can't find it or they're still uncertain, you are the go-to contact if they do have questions.
Yes. Yeah. They can contact the clerk's department. We can provide that information. But also on our website, if you look at the terms of reference for those committees, most of them have an outline as to how often they meet. It's usually monthly on a specific day, say third Thursday of each week kind of thing. And it generally gives you an idea of the timing as well. If you know also, say, which department kind of oversees that. So, for example, Rec and Culture have a number of committees that are under them. So you could always reach out to them as well and ask them if they're aware of the approximate time that their committees meet. But also the clerk's department can definitely assist as well.
Tara, if each committee has its own terms of reference, are there any terms of reference that are just blanket, go across all committees, as in, do you have to be a certain age to join a committee? Do you have to be a resident of Welland? Just anything that applies to any and all committees? Is there anything people should know if they're listening to this, getting curious, getting excited about joining anything that we've got listed on our website?
So generally the age is 18 or over. So they tend to go with, if you're able to vote, you can be on a committee. With that being said, we have had committees in the past that had requested youth be on it as well. So again, it would just be identified within the terms of reference for that. They are kind of all specific as to what they do. So there will be some that look different, but then there's some that look the same as well, because just outside of the mandate itself, like what they require, quorum, all of that stuff is generally the same, but there is really no template at all. It just depends on what the ask is for the committee or mandate, I should say.
So for anybody who does get involved or is already involved, I guess they would know kind of what's expected of them. But for those who are thinking about it, is it one of those cases where you kind of get as much out of it as you put into it? Would that be a fair assessment when it comes to how you participate on a committee?
Yeah, I would say that would be fair.
And so, yeah, don't start the question if you don't have it with you. All right, we're going to move on.
Are you thinking along the lines of what should they expect if they are getting involved? What does
the time commitment, yeah. You know, you mentioned, you know, within the terms of reference, you would find, oh, every third Thursday, every second Wednesday, whatever that looks like. But as far as a general time commitment, again, with the caveat that all committees are a little bit different, what's a reasonable expectation?
I would say for committees, you would be expected to likely attend a meeting, say, once a month for 1 to 2 hours is more than likely what the approximate timing would be. What someone else could do if they were interested is, currently our committees are still appointed until the end of June or until a new committee volunteers are appointed to them. So anyone that's interested could reach out to our committee members if they wanted to right now. They could even email, say, the clerk's department. We could forward that question to, say, one of our committee members if they wanted to get more knowledge or actually speak to someone who's in those chairs right now, just to get more of an understanding. Sometimes what will happen is if council does direct a task to the committee, there may be more time required, but that's not generally something that we see too often here. Our committees are pretty good and they always have their mandate and they follow them well. So I would be surprised if more time would be required outside of, say, 2 hours a month.
Are there any last thoughts on committees? It's a world you're in that you maybe take for granted and that is just common knowledge because of how long you've been doing it for. But for people out in the community that they hear the word committee, maybe it's a curiosity, maybe it piques something in them, but they don't know all the facts. They can go to our website, but just right here, right now, are there any final words you can tell people about committees? Either get them excited to join or just stay tuned because this is, I'll let you know a little secret. This is on the horizon, anything like that.
This is it. This is it, Tara. This is your elevator pitch.
Oh man, there's so much pressure. I think, I live in Welland. I work in Welland, obviously. So I'm very passionate about my community myself. I've also done things where I'm out on boards and stuff like that within the community as well. And I myself get so much satisfaction from being on those boards outside of here. Because I feel that I know as the clerk of the municipality, I'm here for the municipality. Welland, I'm Team Welland full force. But it gives me another opportunity to give back. And with our committees, you know, we've struggled for the last 4 years with getting volunteers. But I want people to understand that when you go out there and you step on these committees, you're doing something for Welland as well. Whether you're employed or a member of council, you're also a committee member that's been appointed by council, and we want to hear from you. We definitely want to hear from our residents, from our committee members, on ways that we can make it better, right? So I encourage anyone to just give it the consideration. And if there's something that suits one of your needs or interests, definitely apply, and then we'd be happy to work with you.
How many times do you think we said committee today? Set the over under at 50?
I'm going to say 19, but I think that's very, very, very conservative.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to say 32.
Okay. I might actually go back and count.
Okay.
So we have 19 for Paul, 32 for Tara. I'm going to say over 50. I don't know why that jumped in my head, but... Committee, just to bump up the numbers there. Right? You know what? Last one to speak.
I think one of the two of us, Tara, are going to go back and double count as well.
Yeah, probably a good idea.
Because that run of seven does not count.
Well, we'll see what that final number is. Tara, thank you for joining us. And before we leave, we'd be remiss if we didn't say congratulations on starting your 16th year with the city of Welland.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Started from the bottom.
Now we're here.
Yeah. There you go. For all the Drake fans out there, we're going to bring in a little more pop culture this year. That's Drake, right?
Sure.
Yeah. So. Okay. I'm looking at Paul like he knows for sure. Somebody will correct us if we're wrong.
Yes.
For sure. So Tara, thank you very much for joining us to talk about committees. Again, they are incredibly important to municipalities, certainly here in Welland, as we look to grow, in population and scope and size. You do have a voice to make a difference, and to kind of shape some of that future. So by all means, check out our committees. And if you have questions, our clerk's department is there to answer them for you. So Tara, again, thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you again to Tara for joining us today to talk about, committees of council. I think one of the really important points that she noted was just, you know, people who get involved with these types of committees or help create them or push for them to be created are really passionate about their community. They want to see Welland thrive and reach its full potential, if you will. So, you know, these committees they're incredibly important, and they help guide council. They help council make decisions and strategic maneuvers to position the city. Again, you know, we talk about it a lot as the premier destination in Niagara to live, work, play, and invest. And, you know, when you have those people in your community who are part of committees and who are, you know, kind of driving some of that conversation forward, what a better way to kind of fully envelop the thinking and mentality and vision of an entire community. So a great conversation as always. And we look forward to having Tara back or one of her fellow clerkettes to talk about different things in the clerk's department, because as we know, they handle a great deal of different files. So thanks for joining us on What's Up Welland. As always, you can catch past episodes at engagewelland.ca/podcast. And until next time, we will catch you then.